There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking clean energy now on the Business Breakfast. The next phase in the massive Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum solar park will go operational this month. We're going to find out what that means for us all here in Dubai, whether it's from an environmental point of view or even from a business opportunity point of view. We have lawyer and energy specialist Vari Mangasia, a partner at Denton's law firm, in the studio with us now. Vari, it's lovely to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me, Brandy.
Do you want to kick off by reminding us of the sheer scale of the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Solar Park?
Sure. It's really a very, very exciting series of projects. Dubai has very ambitious clean energy targets, 7% by 2020. And really, you know, it's been driving forward the project since it first went to tender or bring out phase one. It's now tendering phase five. It's just announced last week that the RFP is going to be issued for that. So that essentially is going to be a real opportunity for bidders to come in and bid for that. And it's going to be quite exciting, I think, because what we've seen on the previous projects, we've seen four phases already now, is that the projects have generally all been upsized. And of course, Dubai likes to upsize things. And really, we've seen upsizing of projects on a tremendous scale. And we've also seen record-breaking prices. So the sheer scale of the solar park, I think, is really amazing.
Remind us why it was launched in the first place. I mean, what's the bigger picture here? What's Dubai trying to do?
So a number of reasons. Diversification away from conventional energy is obviously a key driver. We see an opportunity cost with hydrocarbon resources in the region being used for generating electricity. And obviously that can be used or sold for much more lucrative purposes. But I think also that, you know, the key driver of sustainability, the key driver of reducing carbon emissions, I think is extremely important. And of course, that's a key priority for the Dubai government.
With the launch of phase two, then operationally, obviously that means that phase one is up and running. How long until, I don't want to say the majority of energy that I'm using at home comes from these clean sources, but how big a chunk could it take and how fast?
So where we are at the moment is that it's phase two or stage two of phase three that's actually coming online. So we're now seeing a phase three of the park, which is going to be 800 megawatts in total. The 300 megawatts of that is coming online this month. So it'll bring it up to 500 megawatts. And then phase four, another 950. And phase five is 900 being tendered. So it's large scale. In terms of where will we see that in terms of what we, you know, when you turn on the switch in your house for electricity, is that already, you know, clean energy? Does that involve clean energy? Yes, it does, because it's already online. The targets for Dubai, it's 25% clean energy by 2030, 75% by 2050. So it'll take a bit of time. It'll take time to displace conventional energy. And there are also certain challenges, particularly, for example, in relation to storage. And a large chunk of the solar park is what's called solar PV, so solar photovoltaic, solar energy, and that type of energy doesn't at the moment really have the technology or the cost effectiveness in terms of large scale storage.
To ask Brandy's question in a slightly different way, you said 7% renewables in the short term, maybe 20% slightly longer term. Is that renewable figure linked to a corresponding reduction in hydrocarbon revenues and production?
To some extent, but obviously we're looking at, you know, Dubai's still growing. So it's also got to meet growth in the economy. So in fact, what we're looking at is increased
growth
up,
really.
In targets. Yeah. Exactly.
What could it mean for the price of energy that we're using here in the UAE?
So ultimately, it can bring down the price, particularly when we're looking at solar PV. There are cost savings. The costs are comparative to hydrocarbon energy. Solar CSP, so the concentrated solar power, which phase four of the park is composed of, a little bit more expensive, but has storage. And so those costs are being driven down. And that obviously is important for DEWA as the off-taker, but ultimately will filter through to end users, to consumers and, you know, private consumers as well as industrial users.
Well, you're a lawyer. And I know one of the things that you are interested in is the business opportunities that are coming out with the new stages. What could it mean for business people?
So it's quite exciting. Dubai has just issued or is in the process of tendering phase five. As I said, that's another 900 megawatts. And it's a bit of a wait and see. But to me, what we've seen on the other phases is that, as I said, they've all been upsized. So is this 900 megawatts, which is already huge, is that going to be upsized? And will we see a record-breaking tariff? Because that's what we've seen on all of the other projects. Dubai has made, you know, headlines each time with record-breaking tariffs.
And by that you mean the price that they've agreed with some of the people who are doing the work, so the price that the energy will come out at?
Yes, so the price that DEWA is going to pay per kilowatt hour.
The solar industry has developed so much over the life of the Business Breakfast. We started in early 2005. And from them, the solar power game is just totally different. And the technologies are moving so fast, different type of solar panels. I look at one website here that says that the lifespan of a solar panel now is longer than it used to be, that some of them come with 20-year warranties. But the actual technology is moving so fast that what you buy could be left behind pretty quickly in terms of latest technology. How does that work in such a massive solar installation as this? Do you have to sort of constantly renew things?
I wouldn't expect there to be constant renewal. You're correct that I've worked in solar projects for over a decade now, and on those projects, certainly when I first started working on it, the focus was very much on CSP, on concentrated solar power, and it's moved totally in the other direction now, so there has been a massive shift. But that's also been accompanied by, as you said, with developments in technology and reductions in costs. And what the governments are doing, obviously, when they're tendering these big projects, and Dubai is no exception to that, is they're locking in costs and they're making sure that there are efficiencies in those. Some of the developers are factoring in technological efficiencies and developments going forward, which is quite interesting in terms of their costing as well. So they're actually projecting that they will actually improve efficiencies over the course of a project in order to bring down their tariffs. So, you know, I don't think they'll be left behind. And I actually think the way that competition is heating up, or is extremely hot in this market already, but is, you know, I think in each project or each tender has shown, is getting even more competitive. Part of that is increasing the efficiency.
I think you've answered my question with the bit where you said, well, you don't think they'll get left behind. That was my thing, is suddenly you put this massive facility in place, not only for it to be outdated in the next year or two, but you think that's not likely to happen.
No, I do think, though, that one of the key developments that we're still looking forward to is a solution on the storage side. So Dubai is very aware of that. It tendered phase four in CSP, which involves storage, includes 24-hour storage. But for PV, essentially, you get power when the sun is up and not when the sun is down. And whilst, you know, battery solutions and so on are being looked at...
This is where Elon Musk comes in. The people like Elon Musk.
Yes, I mean, I think, though, it's got to be bigger scale. That's the issue. Yeah. So we're looking at massive utility scale projects here. And so the solution for storage, for large scale storage, really isn't there yet, both in terms of technology and cost. But, you know, Dubai has pilot projects going on. They're looking at that. And so it's another opportunity for Dubai to lead the way on that.
Vari Mengesia is a lawyer and energy specialist, a partner at Denton's law firm. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.